From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump has reversed decades of American policy. He recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and set in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
The president spoke in the highly anticipated speech for about 11 minutes from the White House diplomatic room. It was televised internationally. The international community reacted swiftly to the announcement. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres led the chorus of global voices on Wednesday, urging calm and restraint. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas said Trump's announcement is a declaration of withdrawal from the role the U.S. has played in the peace process. Egypt, the first Arab nation to sign a peace treaty with Israel, denounced the decision. A foreign ministry statement said it is a violation of international resolutions on the city's status and noted that Egypt is worried about the fallout of the decision on the stability of the Middle East and about its extremely negative impact on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. This is VOA News. Russia has been banned.